I have missed you. I've been reading up on your show, and everything sounds great. I appreciate your helping me spread the word about the music.
Oh, hey, that's what I like to do in life. So, you ready to start talking?
Absolutely.
Well, before we get to the new music, I just have to say I love you in the Dukes of Hazzard, and I know you have to hear that all the time. Do you ever get tired of hearing that?
Well, no, not really. Not really. I think it's great. Great show. Still going. You know, this Halloween, there were kids who were 4, 5, and 6, and probably 30, dressed up as Bo Luke or Daisy,
mm-hmm.
40 years after we started doing the show. So, you know, it's really a great thing.
When you were tapped on to do it, did you ever think it would still be as popular now?
Oh, gosh, I was 18 years old. I couldn't think 40 years down the road. There was no way. There was no way. But arguably, Dukes is the, as far as all television is concerned, you know, I can't think of another show that's still vibrant and watched by several generations 40 years later. Not even Mayberry or The Andy Griffith Show, or not even I Love Lucy really anymore. That was what people used to always say, that I Love Lucy and The Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah.
That lasted all these years, and that's true, they did. But Dukes of Hazzard is the only hour-long show in history that still has a fan base 40 years later. So I think it's fantastic.
That just goes to show how great it is, and I'm so glad that you got to be a massive part of that.
Yep, me too. Me too. And certainly it helped get country music started for me, because back in 85, I think it was, I had my first number one, 86, had my first number one song, I've Been Around Enough to Know. And I think certainly the success of Dukes of Hazzard had a lot to do with people's interest in hearing what the music was going to be. But, you know, after that, there was Country Girls, another mm-hmm. number one song. There was Last Thing I Needed Tonight, another number one song. What's a Memory Like You, Doing It Look Like This, another number one song. And then there were 6 other ones that were top 10. So it's been pretty great. You know, Dukes of Hazzard opened a lot of fantastic doors, but you know, after that, the music had to speak for itself.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm excited about the new stuff. I'm excited about the old stuff. In fact, we got together in the studio with Paul Lyme and also with Michael Spriggs. Michael's an amazing guitar player, and went back and redid. Not only did we do the 52 songs with the full band, we did the Odyssey Project with a full band, but we also went in, kind of like when Clapton did Layla, we did an acoustic version of all the greatest hits from the MCA days. So Been Around Enough to Know and Country Girls and Son of a Tone and Last Thing I Needed Tonight, all those songs we redid. And we're releasing those as part of the Odyssey Project. So I'm all about music right now.
Well, where did you have the idea to release one song a week? Because that is the Odyssey Project, and that is a very monumentous task to undertake, sir.
Yeah, buddy. That came about as we were doing a couple of songs. The very first song we recut was the theme to Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm.
We did that actually a year ago today. Is that a year ago today? Because we, November 1st, a year ago today, because this is the opening of Diabetes Month. November is Diabetes Month. So we recorded that song so that we could help raise money for Waylon Jennings Diabetes Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But you really don't get all that talent in a studio for one song. So one song turned into 6, which wasn't enough for an album, so it was kind of neither fish nor fowl. So we said, well, let's do 2 days. Let's do at least 10 songs. And one thing led to another, and it was like, well, you know, you've been out of the country music business for so long. Why don't you do a jump back in with both feet and release a song every week? Let's do 52 songs.
Okay.
Because nobody's ever done it before. So we did. But if you're following the math, not only did we do those 52 songs, but then we did the greatest hits again. So now that's 62 songs. And in there, we noticed that there's a great need for fantastic Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the Odyssey, we have two songs that are, it'll be released the last 2 weeks of December that are Christmas songs. So because of that, we had heard a whole bunch of fantastic Christmas material. And out of that, the lovely Alicia Elaine said, well, why don't we go ahead and do a Christmas album too? So we will have cut, by the end of this month, we will have cut 72 songs. And they will all be released before the end of this year.
Now, you may just set a world record. I'm going to have to check
on
that.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we did. I think the world record is 63.
Okay.
So we're way above the world record. And if I find out that we in fact are, I'm going to go ahead and call a tennis book and see if we can't get the old record wiped out and mm-hmm. put our new record in there. I think that'd be cool.
And that'd be perfect with the new music coming out. That'd just be even more publicity, so even better.
Yeah.
And what I like is I'm on your website, which is johnschneiderstudios.com, and I'm just looking, and you have the Odyssey, of course, pre-order, but you have it broken up in different segments, because I guess 52 is just too much to take in at once.
Well, yeah. So we have it broken into five different CDs. Beginnings, Wanderlust, Crossroads, Vagabond, Awakenings, and I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have it broken up that way. And these are songs written by Chuck Cannon and Paul Overstreet and Bob Tomberlin, Bill Anderson, Keith Stegall, Jen Stegall, Brian Mayer, Whispering Bill is in there. And these are really absolutely top-notch. Every one of the songs, because there really are no albums anymore, my belief is that anything you cut, you need to firmly believe could be a number one song. So if it's not a single, don't release it.
Yes.
So these are 52 stone cold smash hit, as far as I'm concerned, singles. So I've been loving it. I've been loving it. I missed music so much, and I didn't even really realize how much I missed it until I got kind of pushed back into it. We're doing concerts as well. We've played maybe 10 or 11 concerts this year, so that's not very many. But next year, this year was about getting the project done, getting the music done. Next year will be about doing, I'm hoping, 100, 125 concerts to back up the music.
Well, I am glad that you're getting back in full swing, because that makes me excited as a fan of yours for a while now.
Thank you. And hey, look, we have an app. You know, the website is great, but the easiest thing to do now is to go to the App Store. We've got a free app. It's called John Schneider. Imagine that. John Schneider. And it's easy to navigate. It'll take you to the music. It'll take you to the concert schedule. It'll help you vote on Dancing with the Stars. It'll take you to the movies. It'll take you to the store. It's somebody said it's a stalker's best friend.
Yeah, there you go.
yeah. So if you go there and get a hold of that, you can find out everything that's going on. It's actually where I go to find out where I'm supposed to be next.
Oh, well, that's very helpful.
Yep. I use my own app to figure out where to point the car.
Well, since you mentioned it, let's talk about Dancing with the Stars for just a second, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Because you're in the middle of a monumentous, groundbreaking music journey for a year. And when did you get the call to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, got the call about 2 months ago. And because of the music, because I've been asked before, and I'm not a dancer, so I was definitely afraid to do Dancing with the Stars. But because we have the Odyssey out, because we have Ruffled Skirts out, because the whole focus right now is music, it seemed like a really good idea, because people all over the world watch Dancing with the Stars, and every time they introduce me as also as a country singer. So it was too great of an opportunity to pass up. Plus, next week is Country Week, so I'll be during the little energy packages that they do. I'll be talking about music. I'll be playing one of my songs. And then even if I don't make it to the end as a contestant, I am going to be singing on the season finale of Dancing with the Stars. So it's a great way to re-educate those who knew I sang and to educate those who had no idea. So I'm hoping that it's going to be a real boost to the sales of the Odyssey for Christmas. And I'm looking forward to getting out on the road next year.
Well, I like watching you every week. I want to ask you one more thing, if you don't mind, and then sure I'll thing. Let you go. What is your typical week with Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, it's so tough. We did the show Monday night, and after the show, there's the press is let into the ballroom. So we do press for about 45 minutes. And then usually I have friends who have come to support me, so I go and Alicia and I have dinner with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then by 9 o'clock, I'm back in a rehearsal studio, and we rehearse until midnight, where we start to learn the song, the dance for next week. And then the next day, before I get on a plane, because I live in Louisiana and in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
Before a plane, which the plane is usually around noon, we get on a Southwest flight headed east. There's 3 hours of rehearsal in the morning. And then Emma flies and meets me wherever it is I'm doing a concert, and we jam in 5 hours of rehearsal every day, wherever I am. So it's pretty crazy. So if I'm not sleeping or standing on a stage with a guitar or talking to you, then chances are I'm wearing my dancing shoes and I'm having next week's steps drilled into my thick skull. But I've lost 24 pounds in this process. 24 pounds.
That's remarkable.
It's insane. There's no time to eat in this schedule. So it's much harder than I could possibly explain to anybody. But I tell you, it's such a great challenge. It's so rewarding just to be living through it. That I feel like when it's over, win or lose, and certainly I want to win, but win or lose, this was a life-changing experience that I wouldn't trade in for anything.
Well, I am glad that they picked you because you're the first person I've ever gotten to visit with that has been on there. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Keep watching. Get the app and vote for John and Emma. We need it because obviously still it's not going to get me through.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are definitely my favorite. You know, I'm pulling for you. Everybody I know is, and I'm loving the new music, and I hope we get to visit in person next time.
I can't wait. You take care of yourself, and thanks again for helping promote the music.
Yes, sir. Thank you, John.
All right. Bye.